Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. Almond growers know how important honeybees are for their crops. And Executive Director of Project Apis M, Christy Heinz, says right now is a perfect time for those growers to be thinking about the bees.
Growers can think now about the upcoming pollination season and put some honeybee forage in place to perhaps help their pollination season.
She says this year could be a very good year for the forage.
You know, these seeds go in the ground in the fall and can germinate generally just with the first germinating rains without additional irrigation. And this year, we're hoping for an El Nino year and the germinating rains it would take to grow these plants without additional irrigation.
Heinz says it's important to remember that bees need quality nutrition, just like any other living creature.
You've got to handle bees a lot like handling livestock, and you need to think about bees much in the same way as you do livestock. They're so important to our food supply, pollinating over 90 different crops. We've got to keep them healthy to pollinate our crop, and nutrition is certainly a very key way to keep them healthy while mitigating problems due to pests and diseases.
She says there are seeds available to growers that provide this varied nutrition for the bees.
So they can contact us at projectapis@gmail.com. They can provide their name and their email address, of course, and their phone number. And we will contact them to talk about planting either a pre-bloom mix of mustard and radish in their orchard or a post-almond bloom clover mix, nitrogen-fixing, soil-building legume mix for after-almond bloom.
That email again was projectapis@gmail.com. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNet West.